Good morning, CRM family. This is Bill Lockley with your October the 14th paycheck letter. In the April 29th paycheck letter, I talked about the first three steps of the 12 steps of recovery. I would like to continue the fourth step with you. I believe we all have some type of family dysfunction that we have had to deal with growing up. Step four states, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. In steps one through three, we make peace with God. Step four, we look at ourselves and see what others may see. I have always told people that this step is the hardest because you will look at yourself like you have never done before. It can be scary. If you work the step the way it is designed with someone who has done it before, you will be breaking down that wall of denial. This step allows you to examine the past hurts, shame, guilt, resentment, sadness, and so on that you have kept buried for years. Lamentations 3 and 40 says, "Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." 1 Corinthians 11, 28 says, "A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup." So I would say that self-examination is important in our walk with Christ. A lot of people have always asked, how am I going to deal with all this nasty stuff that is going to come to surface in this step? It is a very simple procedure. Get a pen and paper. Get to a quiet place where you're alone. Pray and ask God to show you what needs to be written. And admit you are ready to start writing. Once you have done that, just start writing. Then pray for God to guide you through the whole process. You will not be able to complete this in one sitting, but that's okay, because we all have a lot of baggage that we need to get rid of. When you start your inventory, make three lists: amends, resentments, and defects. Amends will be the people we have hurt. Resentments will be people, places, or society that we resent or hate because of what they did or what we may think they did to us. And your defects will be character traits that continue to cause us harm and cause this harm to others. After you start the list, continue to add to it as you work and as they come up. After you have completed your list, make one more, which will be consequences that resulted from the character defects and harmful behaviors. As you can see, this is not an easy step to complete because it has us looking at things from our past that we have buried deep down inside and are hoping will just go away. The reality is that all these hurts and defects only continue to fester through the years, causing pain and continued resentment. I hope I have not depressed anyone with this paycheck letter, but this is what we have the men and women doing every day as we work with them to get all God has for them. I hope everyone has a great weekend.